KI4DOS calling CQ to Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG Q portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAG Q portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the RAG Q, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater over on the Echo Lake. Now I would like to say good evening to W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, that's Miss Isla. They're up there in Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel. He's in Prosperity. And KQ4NSX, that's Mr. Raymond up in Traveler's Rest. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben. He's down in Simpsonville. And KD4HEY, that's Mr. Jim. He's down in Piedmont. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's down there in Punta Gorda, Florida. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony and his sweet bride. KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, they're up in Nashville. And KQ4NHB, that's Mr. Danny, he's over in Greenville. And KI4LJG, that's Mr. Robert up there in River Falls. And KD4IOX, that's Mr. Leon in Hendersonville. And KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, she's in Hendersonville. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, he's in Cornelius, North Carolina. And KX4YM, Mr. Scott, he's over in Greenville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. I appreciate all of you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. Hope all y'all are doing well. I don't have anybody on Echo Lake at the moment, so we'll start with the RF check-ins in the Mike through Papa group, M through P, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Port DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and her daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, Rollin Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Hey, please tell Joy I said hello. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, and WG4MC, Mac West of Greenville County. Be negative and negative, 7-3 on the net.
Please check in WT3M. That's Whiskey Tango 3 Mike. The name is David. I'm in Shoals Junction. I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS. 4 Norway, Texas, Quebec. And the handle is Eddie in Simpsonville, South Carolina. And I'll be in on here to roll call this through and over.
Control, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar Juliet Whiskey, that's KQ4OJW, Daniel in Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative.
DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Great group of folks to start the net off with this evening. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Giggles. Hope y'all are doing well. Y'all stay warm and stay dry. I should say stay cool. It got pretty warm up here today. But do appreciate you and Rick and Michelle being here. Tell them we said hello. And then we got K4OIM, Mr. Walt, over there in Edmond. Sounding good, Walt. Hope you are doing well. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt. He's over there in western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Matt. I'll relay your message in there to Joey in just a little while. I hope you're doing well. And WT3M, Mr. David, down there in Shoals Junction. David, sorry I messed up your call to start with, but we got it written down right, and I hope I said it back right. WT3M, David, down in Shoals Junction. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Then we got W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down there in Simpsonville. Sounding good as always, Eddie. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Hope you're doing well. And KQ4OJW, Mr. Daniel, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Next check-in in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I live in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary, and Joy, and all on the net, and I'll be negative negative, sir.
4 DOS. Gary, please check in KO4QLG, QL Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
DOS. And Kilo Mike 4, Delta Uniform, KM4, DDU, Tom and Greer, negative and negative.
4 DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And then we got KO4QLG. That's mother, brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KM4DDU, Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Hope you're doing well. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hello, KI4DOS. Hello again, Gary. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. No traffic and no ratio. And do be sure and tell me sure that we say hello.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA. He's down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And Joy said to tell you hello right back. She just happened to be in the ham shack with me when you checked in, so she heard you, and all is well. So I didn't have to relay your message tonight, Stephen, but do appreciate you, you and Jennifer being with us. Tell Jennifer we said hello. Going back to the alphabet in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. K4ROW, Rich and Greenville. No traffic, no round table.
The DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to Brother Richard, K4ROW, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Let's move up now in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Bad lonely group, ain't got nobody in the Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. And then y'all call here in a little bit. We'll move around to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Joy, everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
For DOS. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt Charlie, Uniform Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to a pair of Daves. I got W4DJW, Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And Dave, do you know what the best part about doing yard work is?
Is it when you're done, Gary?
When you come inside and take a shower.
Absolutely. I know that. I did it today. I pressure washed all the concrete and did exactly that. And I can confirm, you are exactly correct.
Well, I did a little yard work today, too. Anyway, it's getting that time of year. Again, tell Miss Amy we said hello. Then I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor, Dave, KB2BYQ, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dave. Hope you are doing well. And then we got KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. He's over there in Greenville. Kurt, I'm going to have to come over and see your station one of these days. You have always got such a nice, clean, clear signal into the repeater. It just amazes me. But I do appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. I got another EchoLink station up. Let me grab him real quick. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, this is Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey Bravo Bravo. It's KG4WBV. My name is Steve. I'm down the hill from y'all in Martinez. Not sure if this is a clear connection. It's broken up down here, over.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Steve, I got your message down there. Said the connection down there is broken. But you are sounding good up here on EchoLink, KG4WBB. That's Mr. Steve. He's down there in Martinez, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well, and hope that connection gets better. We appreciate you taking the time to check into our net up here. Let's see here. Let's go back and see if we got any more in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Again, Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWS. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4CWF, Minister Colin, up there in Mill Springs, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Colin. Hope you are doing well there, young man. Let's move up now to the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, net director. How copy?
I can copy you. Go ahead.
KO4 Golf Whiskey Romeo checking negative and negative. I'll copy.
Hey, good evening. KO4GWR. Can I get your name and location? 4GWR. Can I get your name and location?
KO4 Golf Whiskey Romeo. This is Bobby, downtown Greenville.
I got you in the log. Thanks for being with us this evening. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
On the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Please tell Joy we say hello.
4DOS.
Come in there right behind Patrick, and you were solid into the repeater to start with. I don't know if you are having some battery problems or HD or whatnot, but we'll try you again in just a moment. Now, we'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in and out. November Uniform 4 Echo. It's Matt in Piedmont. Wish everybody good evening.
Yes. Alpha 4, Foxtrot Kilo Quebec, KA4FKQ. I think that might have been me a little while ago. I just forgot how the radio works. Oh, well. Something about getting old. I don't know. Good evening, Gary. Good evening, Nip.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to NU4E, Mr. Matt down there in Piedmont. Matt, did I get all that right? Thanks for being with us. Hope you are doing well. And here we got KA4FKQ. And you may not know how your radio works, but I can't remember your name. As long as I've been sitting here, like many times as we've talked, can't remember. Give me your name and location again.
What I was doing. This is KA4FKQ, Jim, in 6 Mile, no traffic, no round table, and I think I've about got it figured out now.
When you get it figured out, change it. It usually happens with me, but we got you in the logger. And like I said, I don't know why I remember your name and location, but it just would not come to me. But anyway, thanks for being with us from down there in 6 Mile. Hope you are doing well. Any others in the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Got a patient group on a Wednesday night, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and AMJ for Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Where I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Hope you and Joy are doing well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And good hearing you on the air this evening. Appreciate you being here. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. But up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS. Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Quebec, Ken in bands. And I don't have any traffic, but I'll be listening tonight. And thanks for taking that out, Gary. Appreciate it. KA2AX2 back to net control.
4DOS. And everybody on the net, please check in. N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. And Gary, I did the same thing you did and a few others, I guess. Went in and cut some grass a little bit. Beautiful day to be outside and just to do a little this, that, and the other. Anyway, check me out again. Good evening again, and I'll be negative N4NLR.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. Hope you are doing well. Tell Miss Barbara we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And N4NLR, Mr. Jim. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well. And, Jim, if you're like me, your tires probably showing just a little bit after doing a little bit of yard work. Of course, we need to get out there and start that. Let's see, what is it? 13. It's 6 days till spring. I've been doing the countdown to spring, and I forgot it the last couple of nights. But we got 6 more days, and spring will be here. So there you go. We got to start our summertime work here very shortly. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net. And you and Miss Joy, K4XB.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo, Quebec, 4, Oscar, Alpha, Sierra, Robert, Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KQ4OAS, Mr. Robert, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Hope you are doing well. And Robert, you won the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my log so far. But we do appreciate you being with us. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo. Kilo. So, my wife, Donna. Kilo. Charlie. 4. Mike. Foxtrot. Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. And I hope everybody has a good night and be thankful for these marvelous days. 7-3.
KK4 DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KK4 JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bat, KC4 MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And I hope y'all are doing well, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Calls right there says that sounds like we got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
DOS K1CJW. Good evening, Gary. I have about 10 items I would like to add. Is that a problem?
Not a problem. It may take us a few minutes, but that's not a problem. First, I'd like to say good evening to K1CJW, Mr. Roland over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you are doing well. And what have you got for the swap net this evening, Roland?
Okay, first I'll tell you a little story. I've been a ham for 74 years. I'm 95 years old, and I have a hard time copying sideband. It's unreal. I can't read the instructions anymore, so I decided to call it quits. So I'll tell you what I got on the list. I have a Yaesu 991 Alpha. I want $600 for it. I bought it about a year ago. It's got about 1 hour of transmit time. Everything on it is perfect. I have an auto tuner. It's never been used. MFJ 993 Baker for $150. And I have a manual, but I don't know what the model number is, for $100. I have an Elenco 2-meter. It's never been used. $100, just like the one I'm talking on now. Is everything fine so far?
The one after the MFJ 993 Bravo tuner is the next item I missed. I've got the Yaesu 991A and I've got the Elenco 2-meter. What was that other one?
A manual tuner. I think it's 300 watts. I'm almost sure. That's for $100. I have a G5 RV antenna dipole. That's a 10 to 80 meters. That's 103 feet long for $50. I have an Alpha Delta DXCC fan antenna. It's a dipole. 80 to 10 meters for $100. I've got 25 amp power supplies, and I've got a power meter, an MFJ 849, and that is one nice power meter. It tells you everything. And last item is I have a Yaesu M90 disc mic. So good.
I don't know if I got it all or not there, Roland, but let me read through what I've got here so far, and then we can find out if we got anything else. Let's see, after the Elenco, you had a G5 RV, HF antenna, dipole, works 80 through 10 meters. You would like $50 for it. Then you have an Alpha Delta fan dipole. It works 10 through 80. You would like $100 for it. You said you had a 25-amp power supply, and I did not get the what kind it was or how much you wanted for the 25-amp power supply.
$50. I think I got two or three of them. I'm not sure. And there's one more item. A Yaesu M90 dust mic for $75. That's also never been used.
Yaesu M90 desk mic for $75. And then you had an MFJ 849 power meter. Where you will fit?
Correct.
The MFJ 849 power meter, what do you want for it?
$100. And that is a very nice power meter. Unreal.
That went down. Let's see here. How can the folks get in touch with you, Roland?
Please.
How can the people get in touch with you?
Oh, my phone number is 864-507-0249. That's 864-507-0249. 0249, and I live in Pickens.
I'm going to run through all of this one more time to make sure I've got everything correct. I got your phone number. It's 864-507-0249. Correct? I just listed a Yaesu FT991A for $600. An MFJ 993B automatic antenna tuner for $150. You have a manual antenna tuner. You think it's 300 watts. That was $100. You have an Elenco 2-meter transceiver. I like the one you're talking on. You want $100 for it. You have a G5RV dipole antenna, works 10 through 80 meters. You would like $50 for it. You have an Alpha Delta fan dipole. You would like $100 for it. You have a 2 or 3 25 amp power supplies. You would like $50 each for those. You have a Yaesu M90 desk mic for $75. And you have an MFJ 849 power meter for $100. All that correct?
Everything is 100% correct.
Hey man, my pencil couldn't keep up with you, but we got it all down. Does anyone need any fills on any of these items that Roland just listed? No, Roland, we'll run these for a few weeks. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know, and I'll take them back on. Appreciate you taking the time to put them on here with us tonight. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet booth, call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. Let's see here. First item we got up on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT840. It would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? That is for sale. It's a Dentron MT3000A. That's a full legal limit manual antenna tuner. It would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? That is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. HF transceiver. He's got the microphone, the manual, the box that came in, the power cord, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. It's an M-squared satellite 2-meter, 70-centimeter beam antenna. It's about 2 years old, and he would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Is for sale. It's an LDG 100 Pro. He says it's brand new, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Is for sale. It's an XTA 125D. That's a solid state QRP HF26 meter amplifier, and he would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS450S. He has a Motorola CDM1550LS. He has a Motorola CDM1250. And he has an Icon R71A receiver. And he would like $400 for all of it. Does anyone need any fuels? Pump is for sale. It's a Yaesu T5400. That's a rotator. It does azimuth and elevation. And he would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Right on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. Fella has two five-element, two-meter beam antennas. He would like $80 each for these antennas, or he would take $150 for both of them. Does anyone need any fuels? I'm going to conclude the reading of the swap net book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the swap net book. Those that listed items, I'll run those for a few weeks. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can take them back off my book so that people won't keep calling you for them and that sort of stuff. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Before we go to the regs, you portion, call KI4DOS. DOS.
Four Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor, negative and negative, over.
Yes. Yes, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, that's KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. I'll be negative, negative. Wishing everyone a good night tonight.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to W4FHJ, Minister Gene, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. And KO4IPB, Minister Paul, he's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Paul. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you, call KI4DOS. Right up on the rag you list is KA2AXQ. That's Mr. Ken over there in Pickens. Ken, what have you and Miss Barbara been up to? 2AXQ, Ken, you still there? Step away from the radio for a minute. We'll try him again in a few minutes. We'll go up to KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over there in Greer. Mr. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to today?
4DOS, KK4JBQ here. Well, let's take Donna first. She remains a very busy lady. She had Bible study this morning, and so she was away from the house for a while. I miss her when she's gone anytime. You know, the house is still populated. I'm here. All the cats are here. But, you know, anyway, I miss her. And then as she comes home, we had our meal. And then out again this evening for choir practice. And she said she had a good practice. I guess everybody showed up. We have a small, they call it the senior choir. You might imagine why. And they do an awfully good job for the few number that there are. Good voices yet, and a very enthusiastic group. So when she comes back, you know, we start winding things up. And she came home a little early tonight. I guess there was a, maybe everybody was on their toes. I don't know. In the meantime, I ran into an issue with a computer this morning. and trying to track down my problem. It is with a hard drive, a big one. You know, when they make hard drives in the terabyte range, you wind up putting a lot of stuff there. And you hope if you purchase a brand name and you've had it right along, well, it stopped booting up. So we're going to have to run down that issue. There isn't anything terribly important on it. I do think most of it's duplicated, backed up on other drives, but these drives, when I format them and start using them, over the years I've developed a way to keep track of the many thousands of files that are on any hard drive. Those that I put on now, the operating system, the drive system, well, that's the manufacturer's responsibility, and I think that's where the problem is, at least so far. I think that's where the problem is. And so never before have I had to update the drive system for, you know, from the manufacturer. But that's where I'm being led. I guess things change as time goes along. So I'm not pulling my hair out yet, but, you know, it's got me concerned. KK4JBQ.
I'll tell you what, the house does feel empty when the bride leaves. I know Donna went to Bible study this morning and came back and visited with you for a while, and then later this afternoon, this evening, she went to the choir practice and did her thing there and got to come home early. Well, the same thing kind of happened to me this morning. Joy, I say this morning, early afternoon. Joy had a doctor's appointment, just general thing that she does, you know, like once a month. And she went over to see the doctor, and then she went and got her nails done. She went by the nail salon and got her fingers and her toes all neatened up and freshly painted and all of that. So, you know, I understand where you're coming from with the house being empty. I went out and worked in the yard today, most of the day. Got a good bit accomplished, believe it or not. Had a bunch of leaves in the back that I had not done anything with. I mean, I've got tons of oak trees and sweet gums and tulip poplars, and I've got just, I don't know, a bunch of trees and a bunch of leaves on the ground. I got up most of those today. What I didn't get up, I left to just lay there and rot. Yeah, they're up underneath the trees for the most part, so I understand how that goes. As far as the computer problems, man, I hate it when you have a computer that you have a hard drive problem with, and you get in there, you go in there and turn it on, and it won't boot up. It makes you want to throw it out the window.
I won't be throwing out the window. I have a few utilities that I can run on the drive, take it out of its original case, and now it doesn't have that software that that the manufacturer put on there. I think that resides in a ROM that's on the drive board. But even copying over a bunch of drives like that, a bunch of files like that, it takes a lot of time. Just imagine, you know, everybody out there, just imagine if you could get back the time that you sat in front of a computer. Imagine that. I don't know. I've had a computer in front of me since the early 80s. Had a CPM computer at the time. An Osborne. Don't know. There may be a few people out there who remember the Osborne computer. It was in a case that looked like a suitcase. Yeah. And, or some people say a sewing machine case. and it was twice as heavy as any sewing machine. And it was primitive compared to the computers of today. I mean, very primitive, long before the internet in the 1980s. But I felt fortunate to have it. And I worked on it a little bit because the fellow who gave it to me, I didn't purchase it. I was not in a position where I could back in the 80s, but it was given to me, and I fixed it. And I learned a lot about, what would later become DOS. Kind of complicated the history of how we came by having an operating system on a computer. Digital Research, a company that's no longer in business now, I don't think, developed the system itself. And it was Mr. Gates that came along and made a deal with Digital Research, went along and sold the operating system to IBM. So the disk operating system, or DOS, DOS, was the result of all that. Well, somewhere in there, the operating system that was on the Osborne was very close to what Digital Research had developed. It really gets complicated. And it was called the CPM operating system. And I found out years later, after I had my first IBM machine, that it was almost the same thing. I mean, when you're at the command line, and that's how you worked with it, there was no interface that we're so familiar with. Whatever type of computer you operate, even if it's the one on your phone, you touch the operating system, as it were, by icons and pictures and things like that. A lot easier than working on the command line. Well, over the years, I've had several. I still do have, goodness, I still do have a bunch of non-functioning disk drives. They died for one reason or the other, and I was never able to fix them. I just hate throwing stuff away that's so complicated. And maybe, you know, I always figured maybe one day I'd be able to spend more time with it and retrieve what was on there, but it's a real letdown. So, believe me, I sympathize with anyone who's listening that's ever had one just go dark. You know, the, what do they call it? The screen of death or something like that. You get a warning from the computer's motherboard that it can't read the disk, you know, and then you're sunk. But for better or worse, we continue to do this to keep them going. It takes a lot of our time. Like I said, if you could have that time back, you know, reset the clock. It's just a fantasy thought, I suppose, but we do spend a lot of time on our machines, don't we?
SKI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, the KK4JBQ. Larry, that when computers first started coming on the scene, and that's been quite a number of years ago, everybody said that, this is going to make life so much easier, this is going to be simpler and to do, and this has got that and the other. And it was supposed to be make everything easier for everybody. I don't believe that. I didn't believe it then, and I don't believe it today. I go into, it doesn't matter where you go. You go into the doctor's office, and instead of having to pull your paperwork out of a file somewhere, they pull it up on the computer. And it doesn't matter what it is. It just something minor, you know. If somebody puts something in there wrong, it messes everything up.
I went in, the last time I went to the doctor's office, I had seen another physician then for another problem. And they took my blood pressure and all of this. Well, they did not use a normal blood. They had this little thing that looked, a lady's bracelet. And it just went around your wrist. And they took my blood pressure with it, and it was a little high with that particular device. And I told the young lady that put it in the computer, I said, that's not right. Check it with the blood pressure cuff you got hanging on the wall. And she said, no, this is pretty close, and we're going to go with it. Well, I went back to my GP, and he told me, he said, oh, gosh, your blood pressure's high. I said, take my blood pressure. He took my blood pressure and he said, well, how did they get this? And I told him what they used. And I told him, I said, I tried to get her to change it and she wouldn't. And he said, well, some people don't think that these things can go wrong, but that she put it in the computer and that's what the computer says. And I said, well, you change it. And he said, I can't. I said, can I get your keyboard? He said, yeah. I said, I'll change it myself. He wouldn't let me do that either.
Oh, dear. KI4DOS, this is KK4JBQ. Well, I think it was a very wise man once that said, trust but verify. Verify. Especially before you start disseminating what you understand to be true to other people. Verify. That was a good thing. That was Mr. Reagan, I guess he was Mr. once, but he was our president. A very wise man. So that's largely what the day was. I want to speak to one point came up during the SWATnet. I did not know that Roland had reached the age of 95. Roland, if you're still listening, blessings on you, as Gary says, young man. you've been here a while, and anybody who's known you, I'm sure, is happy that they've been knowing you. But it occurred to me that while Roland gave his number, he didn't give any specific time that would be better than any other time to call him. I'm sure his day is complicated enough, doesn't want to jump for the phone every time it rings, maybe. And these will be coming from unfamiliar numbers to the phone if he's got what other people call a white list. I do here. I pick up the phone only if the numbers that I've got in the phone, that they can be recognized. That saves me from all the robocalls, you know what I'm saying. Anyhow, if he's not listening yet, and maybe he's listening next Wednesday, perhaps you can ask him what would be the best time to call. Anyhow, I'll let you go. I've enjoyed my time here, and I thank you for bringing us all together. Gary, you do us all a marvelous service. Everyone have a good night and get some good rest. Enjoy this beautiful day coming tomorrow. KK4JBQ, back to you, Gary.
Well, that's a good idea. I will definitely do that next week if Roland checks in with me. If not, maybe I'll catch him tomorrow night if he checks in with Matt. And I'll find out for him from him at that point in time. Joy and I have had a pretty set rule around our house for a lot of years. We don't call people after a certain time. Like we don't call them after 8 o'clock at night. Normally, if you get a call after 8 o'clock, normally something's wrong, we're not young chickens anymore, and, if you get a call at 10 o'clock or so, somebody's calling to let something's happened, or, Yeah, that sort of thing. So that's probably a good idea. And thank you for telling me about that. And I'll do my best to ask him what would be a good time to call him. If not, I'll wait till sometime tomorrow, around the afternoon hour, and call him sometime then and find out then. From him, what time would be a good time for people to call him. But that's a good idea, Larry. Thanks for sharing that. And, let's see here. Hope you get your computer fixed. I hate it when you have to back up or redo anything, especially with a bunch of files, when you have to transfer them from one place to another. It's like you say, that does take some time. And, gosh, I don't know, the time we sit and spend in front of a computer monitor, of course, they're nothing like they used to be, but I guess they've progressed and made things better for us to a degree. And then other times I'll say, it's just what it is. But, I can go out and find a first grader that you just hand them your smartphone, and they know more about what's going on with that phone than I do. But that's what they were raised up with, and you ask them, how do you multiply this, multiply that, and they say, well, give me your phone and I'll do it. No, do it in your head. We were taught different ways than the people are taught nowadays, so. It's all good. It's, there's only one thing constant in this old life, Larry, and that's change. And it's going to continue to do that whether we want it to or not.